Peggy, P-E-G-G-I-E, Monson, M-O-N-S-O-N, 7848. Dated for 2/4/2026. This is a 77-year-old woman who's been seen for face-to-face evaluation today, period. She's in her second benefit period, extending from 11/17/2026 to 2/14/2026, period. She lives with her son, Earl. She's currently in hospice. That's E-A-R-L. Currently in hospice with history of congestive heart failure, hypertension, hypothyroidism, period. She's eating less. She has cardiac cachexia associated with weight loss. Her MAC has dropped from 32 to 28 centimeter. PPS has dropped from 50% to 40%. She has chronic pain related to her degenerative joint disease. She's sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day now. She stays in bed most of the time. She has orthopnea, PND. She sleeps on two pillows. And she has chronic pedal edema along with JBD, which was noted today, period. Her she's also taking medications to control her edema. I've recommended Tedros per DON for my conversation with DON to apply to her legs, period. Her blood pressure today was 159/112 with activity, O2 side 99%. And pulse is 74, period. Blood pressure did come down after 15-20 minutes of talking to 140/92, period. She appears weak. She's short of breath at all times. She gets very short of breath with activities. She did have oxygen available to her, but since she refused to use it, it has been moved. It would benefit her from having oxygen in the house, period. She has incontinence issues, both bowel and bladder. She wears diapers and ADL dependency, period. Her edema is unavoidable, period. Patient would also benefit from NEP treatment to control her breathing and provide her relief as for when she gets sort of breath with activity since she starts wheezing rather audibly. Overall prognosis remains poor given natural progression of her disease. She most likely has less than 6 months to live, remains hospice appropriate. That's Peggy, P-E-G-G-I-E-M-O-N-S-O-N. Thank you.